furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, hump day, October 12th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, and our special guest, as always on Wednesdays, the one and only V-Hail.
You know, when you introduce us, right after a big win, I'd prefer if you referred to me as El Campeón del Pueblo, please.
Okay. Sarah and El Campeón del Pueblo, plus
we
Bryn,
are not worthy.
Alex.
We are not worthy.
And what the hail?
Alex, it's Wednesday today.
What the hail?
Yeah, Alex, don't put this secret show in the Monday slot, please. It's in the Wednesday slot that airs today.
Now, did you mess up once and now they'll never
once?
Go, you idiot.
Has he ever messed up once?
Yeah.
I thought it was at least twice.
No,
no, last time.
There was once that was not my fault. And then once
that
was,
yeah. All right, great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
fine.
Weird. I've never messed up, so.
Yeah, me either. I never do that.
Never. It's weird. All these years.
So, V-Hail, last time we talked to you, I think we had the guy who couldn't masturbate on, wasn't that the...
Oh.
What?
Yeah, without his wife.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the weird...
Right, he couldn't, like, so he wouldn't feel like porn. Yeah,
uh-huh. Oh, so right, I remember, I think my answer to him was have her take some naked pictures of herself and maybe that'll
that
help
genius,
you get there.
Yeah. And some
genius.
People have weighed
Did
in on that.
Back?
No, I gotta, I just have a... I have a response to that.
My suggestion was to get a blow-up doll and put her face on it.
Oh, yeah.
It, oh, yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Sure. Get one of those real dolls.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
looks
like
kind of
like
her. I did want to say, though, that we really need some bad advices. I really, if you've got a problem, don't think it's too small for us or too big. Send it along. Send a lengthy email with all the details. Large font would be great, but I can make adjustments for that. Send it to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com.
I think I the new official statement is, we need your story however we can get it, please.
However we can get it. Please just send that goddamn thing along. Thank you, motherfuckers.
For the fucking love.
And oh, and another thing. People are writing and they hate the new placeholder.
Let's just put like a, I don't know, 1K tone there. How's that?
No. Just put it. Put one of the old ones back up. They liked the last one that we had. Was what one
but we were getting complaints about that one before.
All right. Well,
it's a fucking just, placeholder. Listen,
no just one, run this whole thing.
Who cares? Hey, it's a goddamn placeholder.
You're in the right place. Stand by. The show's you know about what? To start.
No, I'm giving them 1K tone.
Don't do that.
No, at least they'll know that they're in the right place, right? Otherwise, they get tired of like.
But then
know,
they might be like, what? "There's something wrong with
I love our listeners,
this.
But we don't come to your fucking job and tell you we don't like your fucking placeholder. So just well, sit they down don't and
do
shut
that
up
in front of
seconds.
Everybody, and that's everybody's a God. Big got a. You know, social media has made everybody a critic, and I'm not surprised by it.
Or
you should read our
texts on
all day every day.
Placeholder, I know. Oh my God,
I get judging shit every day. I'm like, dude, stick it up your asshole.
Oh. Speaking of, one of the texts was things not to brag about. All the anal you're doing, a-ho. Don't brag about that.
I wasn't bragging about it. You guys were asking about it. I didn't. I never bragged.
He actually didn't brag, and I'm sure most men would, so they can pipe down.
I was just explaining the situation.
I like to plant my
in high, in
flag
detail.
In the dirt.
That's either a crude woman or
there's
a jealous dude.
Nothing dirty about
right
the butt.
That's one of the two.
The butt is beautiful.
Yeah. The butt, exactly.
What?
We're waiting for you to clap, Sarah.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not clapping.
I'm not clapping.
That.
All right.
Please
fine.
Clap. I'm not clapping at that. Bullshit. Anyway. So you went to Boston, V.
Yeah.
And you didn't get laid?
Yeah, we're not. That guy doesn't deserve any more airtime.
No, but I mean, forget nothing. That guy.
I'm just saying no. So didn't get laid. No. I have two friends out there that were kind of like the three of us are these forever single. We can't seem to find someone. Everyone else is married or basically married. So we sat down and we're like, dude, we need to go on an app again and just really try.
Yeah. One of your friends was kind of hot, I thought. No?
Well, I don't.
Even hot girls can also.
Yeah, there's. Meet. It has nothing to do. It has to do with the pick and the. The litter, it's terrible. Anyways, so I was like, which one? They said Bumble. So I've gone on Bumble, and this is why I'm going to stick with it, because by now I would have gone off. So this is what I think is dumb.
Okay.
You're on there to essentially meet and talk to someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with mm-hmm. Bumble, if you match, the girl has to initiate the conversation, okay?
Okay.
Great.
So once you match, I have 24 hours to message them. So whatever, maybe it's, hey, how you doing, right? They then have 24 hours to respond to that one in order to keep us messaging. I think it's a way to, like...
I see.
Wait
so
out,
you can't keep on hitting someone up repeatedly unless they have to
right,
have responded.
They respond, yes.
Okay.
So I'll match and then message them, and I've had, like, three just never respond. And it's like, what...
But why? You matched, like, right. What are they doing?
Right. Like, I messaged you. You had a whole 24 hours, and you didn't want to respond. So it's just like, and oh, and then I had this one guy. This
well, what are
like
you writing? What are you? Tell me what your opening line is.
Dude, that's what sucks, is it's not, I'll do, like, maybe the time of day. I think one guy was like, hey, how did your Monday treat you so far? Whatever. It was kind of wrapping up the day. Or, I don't know. I just try to do something small. Or maybe if there's something that they, like, pointed out on their profile that I related to, I might use that as something. You're, but what, like, for instance, the one guy, the only guy I've messaged so far, like, back and forth, he had put on there he likes golfing. And my whole thing is, in Boston, I have tons of people to golf with. Here, I don't. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. He likes golfing. So I was like, hey, I was like, what, something along the lines of, you know, let's golf. Are you down to golf, even though I'm not that good at it, or something? Like, it's fun. And he was like, let's go with a bunch of, or let's do it, something like that. And I was like, okay, but I gotta warn you, I'm competitive. Like, just
even though
trying
you
to
suck?
Be like, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm competitive. Dude, I'm competitive at like kids games. It's not normal, but I was just kind of like,
why aren't you competitive when we do trivia?
You know, like I'm sassy.
Yeah, why aren't you?
She is competitive. That's weird. She just didn't.
That's a joke. It was a joke.
Like, it was a good joke. That was a solid. That was a joke.
I did not mean that. I was totally kidding. Anyway, listen, here's what I want to say. Before you finish your story, here's what I want to say. Look, I think there are a bunch of dudes out there, and it sounds like they're working on weeding out the douchebags, which is great. So they're getting rid of that, leaving people on red for 5 days while a person's waiting for the response. Now you know,
yeah.
24 hours, they don't get back,
it's over.
So that's a good thing. They definitely should probably limit the number of people a person can swipe on, or however you decide to pick someone.
Because
I think that's part of the problem, is people probably, swipe on 30. You know, it's a numbers game. I've known dudes who will talk to anybody, anywhere, all day, every day, because they're playing the numbers game.
Yep.
And that's
totally,
unfortunately, a reality probably in that dating game. So I don't think it's anything you're doing. I don't think it has anything to do with your first line. If you're doing that dating game and you don't get small chit-chat talk from the beginning, like, oh, this person said, how you doing? What a dick. Like, how are you supposed to fucking talk? Like, that's all.
Dude,
the only
true.
Option
it's
you have
so
is
hard.
That.
It's so hard. Until you get going, like, right. It's tough. But anyways, my point is it's terrible. I go on it. I'm like, this is dumb. I get off of it. But we said we would put forth effort and really, because I was
you and the friend
like 48 hours because it's so stupid.
Is she still doing it?
Yeah. So she, I don't know if she created it yet. I created my profile while I was sitting there because I was bored. But she better. We said we were going to check in on each other to like hold each other accountable and really like put forth the effort. But
how many beers had you had at that point, though? I mean, is that one of those?
Yeah, should we look at
sober? Oh. We were sober. It was morning time. We were driving somewhere.
Oh, all right.
And you were like, "F it, I'll just do it." So, do you had some stock photos, or you took a picture of yourself there in the car?
No, I just pulled them from Instagram.
Oh, that's
yeah.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Well, I mean, what you got to use is you doing your TV show that you used to be a host of. I think
that's a lie.
What?
I don't know if I have good pictures from that. Because I'm not on it anymore. It's a lie.
What?
What, you were, though?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's not like you're made it up.
You're a TV star. Yeah. And
a
radio star.
I don't even say my job on there because people get weird.
You're the number one midday girl in the Bay Area. Hello.
In the world.
In the world.
in the world.
I meant to say world, right. She's right.
Yeah. God, Vin, pay attention.
Anyway,
well, I think people get weird with that.
Well, maybe.
Then they,
but...
like, Google your name. Like, I don't put anything, like...
And you're not interested...
You can have a conversation and ask me, and I'll tell you.
But you're not interested in, like, matching with someone who's a listener, are you? Like, that I feel that vibe from you, that you're like, if you listen to the show, that's really, you know...
It's not my jam. I think we've talked about that before, yeah. And you know what's dumb about this app? And it's some of them, but... So they always want you to pay extra, right? So they get you... Oh my God, someone did this, but you got to pay $5.99 a month. And I just refuse. That's silly. But this app, I haven't had this on other ones. You want to set parameters, right? So there's age parameters and if you want kids someday and I don't, so those won't show up. Uh-huh. This one makes you, besides age, makes you pay for that. And I'm like, so I won't look right away and I'll go through. I'm like, oh my God, this guy, like, he's cute, he's active, he's fun, and then it's like, has kids and wants more. And I'm like, well, I don't want the kids you already have, I don't want more. So it's like, they want you to pay to weed that out, and I think that's, if you want to see your super swipes or whatever, fine, charge people. But to set parameters, like, I almost skip pictures at this point, because it's like, if you have kids already, I'm not interested.
Yeah, Vin, your hands up.
Okay, V, let me ask you a question. What is a partner in life worth to you? Someone that is rad, that loves you, that gets you, that wants to be with you, has your back all the time, does all the stuff that you require in the bedroom and enjoys whatever it is you're going to offer back. If you're telling me that's not worth $5, Jesus Christ, man. And look, I get what you're saying. It's an insult. I shouldn't have to. But look, what this is doing is
$14.99.
Whatever. That's $15 for a partner for life. My God, man. And look, what I'm trying to say is this is way better than being in some bar and some puke walking up to you who's full of beer and has, you know, may or may not remember even going, hey, you're hot. Like, what the... This weeds out all the bullshit and hones in on real, legitimate contestants in the
Are
V
they,
Hale.
That's my thing.
Well, you won't know until you meet them.
Because think of the numbers
game. I hear what Vinny's saying. It's like, sort of like the $15 a month is like a commitment to making something happen there.
Yeah.
And I think that half your problem is that you haven't ever had a good experience on one of these dating apps, so you're loath to put out the money. But he's not wrong. If you knew that paying $15 a month would get you a quality pool and some people that maybe you see better people, or well, they're at least closer matches, you don't have to weed through quite as much.
Then I get torn on
Like, what do you mean?
Some guys will be like, want someday, and I'm like, well, maybe if they really like me and I convince them I'm enough, they don't need kids, why would I deny the match, right? Maybe they're like, yeah, we have a good life, we don't want kids. So I'm like, do I completely rule that out? Like, it's a tough, because you can meet someone regularly, not on an app, who's like, oh, I want kids. And then after a couple years, you're like, oh, I'm good. You're right. So yeah. I feel like it's a...
So you're saying you don't want to eliminate those
people.
If
I weed it out completely, yeah. Like, I definitely, if they have kids, I definitely say no. Like, if I find the love of my life somehow without a dating app and they happen to have kids and I'm like, I'm an idiot to say no, I would do it. But on an app, if I have the chance to move that swipe left, I will.
Yeah, so weed that out. But I don't think you have to say anything about what the future holds for kids. Hopefully the guy goes, littles with the mouth of that mom? Nah, we don't need that. We've got enough with mom. Our hands are full with mom. We're good. Like, I just think that I would do it. I would pay the 15. Look, I'll give you another example.
I'll think about it today, Will.
Hold on. I'll give you another example. There are people here in Silicon Valley, and I haven't read about this in a little while. Maybe this chick's gone out of business. But there are matchmakers who are paid big money to hook up.
Stupid.
Like crazy money to hook people up. And their mm-hmm. job is to find you the person that you're going to actually want to hang with. If this app can do it for $15, what someone charges $5,000 for?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
She better be better than the app. That's all I got to say. I agree. Well, I get what you're saying. If I had that kind of money, maybe I would. It's like Millionaire Matchmaker, the reality show. It's
that's
great.
A good show.
Down the road, you would be like, I met the fucking guy of my... I don't want to say dreams, because guys are the worst no matter what, but... Like, whatever. Like, he's good enough.
Nobody's
closest
perfect.
Closest I could get. The
yeah,
closest
the closest
could
you
get.
Could get to
so
whatever.
Close to the dream.
And it cost me $45. It took 3 months, $45. You'd spend that on bad dates, in a night.
Right.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
All right. It is.
All right, I'll look. All right.
And it's still under $200 a year. I mean, even if it took you a year.
Yeah, it's not a lot. I don't think it's not like I'm like, oh man, I can't afford that. It's more like the principle. Like now I'm fucking paying.
I know, but that's why
for
I'm
you to tell me like you want kids and not be up in my queue on an app. It's like fuck you, dude.
Of course, it's about that. That's what I'm saying. You've got this idea that's wrong, and I'm trying to say to you, look. If I thought it was about the money, I'd give you $15. Try it for a month. But it's not about the money. It's this attitude you've got, and you don't need to have it. You are worth
it. Yeah, that attitude of yours.
You are worth it.
Can I have $20? I'll pay you back next year.
I'll give you $20.
If you needed it, I'd give it to you. I know you don't, you liar.
No, but God, we'd have a serious problem. You can't fill up my gas tank, though, if I...
Yeah, it's pricey now.
Nah, I can't afford that. Like an electric car.
Guys, we said $15.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's
$100 at the minimum right now.
Don't be an idiot. That's ridiculous. We're not
anyway, I just think you're rad. I think that someone out there will find you and be glad that they did, and it
all right,
costs
maybe
$15. Fuck it.
I just want to get to the stories, like, hey, I went on a date, guys, and get to that instead of... This fucking douche canoe stopped responding.
Are you doing this for the show?
No, I'm saying, wouldn't it be nice to talk about...
It would be.
...an actual date I've gone on instead of how long it's been since I've gotten laid?
Yeah.
That's my point.
How long has it been again?
3.5
years.
3 years?
Yeah. Shit.
I don't even bring it up on my show that I...
Well, why would you?
Yeah, I mean, that's not... Yeah.
I don't even know how you work that in.
On your talk break?
Hey, it's me, the re-virginized midday girl. Yep, it's been so long, my pussy sealed itself back up.
That I'm on a dating app.
Oh,
not
that.
I haven't been
I see. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I was
sorry. I realized I was talking about your pussy.
Way to pile on, my God.
Guys, I feel so attacked.
Oh, don't feel attacked. We want the best for you.
No.
Hey, let me ask you a question. So when you go to Boston and you're packing, and there's a chance you're going to be with this man who it turns out is a scumbag, and you're not going to do him.
We hate him.
But when you're leaving and you're packing, are you like, oh, these are my lucky underwears? Or was there any like, oh, this is what I want him to see me in when we get naked, a certain bra?
Yeah, set.
No matching set, no specific. You're just like,
was
whatever. We're just going to get naked and do it.
I mean, I think I brought cute outfits as a just in case, but it's also, it was my vacay. So I
you
wouldn't say it was
cute.
Necessarily for him. It was to feel cute while on vacation.
Okay.
So
that didn't enter into the head space where you're like, oh.
It was also really funny because once you find out certain things, it's like, there wasn't even a being bummed. Like, after the things I heard, I was like...
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Dodged a bullet.
Completely out of my head. Yeah, it was like, wow, wow, wow. Like, I felt dumb at first, and then I was like, well, how would you feel dumb? You didn't know. And then it's amazing. You know, some people, like, something happens and you're, like, bummed for a while?
Yeah.
None of it. Like, that's what a piece, like, what a piece of shit.
Is there any special, like leading up to a possible rendezvous, is there any special, like, do you masturbate extra just to get all, you know, worked up? Or is there anything that, like...
No, actually, that... I think it's the opposite for guys and girls. Like, you guys want to masturbate so you can go longer if you fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, duh. I'll masturbate in the bathroom, like, while you're laying there waiting for me because I want to last long. Like, I need to... I want to... And girls get so weird about that, but why would it be bad that I want to spend as much time naked with you as possible? I'm into you. How's that a negative?
It's not a negative, and especially if you don't show well. But for girls, it's... I actually would be like, oh, I just did that recently. That's it'll take me too long.
And then it's sensitive. Too,
yeah.
It's, like, don't, like, right. If, we, yeah.
That's, you can actually
it's
hurt
completely
it.
Completely different.
It can be hurt.
It can be hurt.
You don't want to hurt it.
How come, hey, let me ask you a question. If it can, because I definitely have, how do I put this? I've experienced, sensitivity. So I've definitely had, like, the, whoa, I just finished pushback, like, yeah. Give me a second. Like, I've definitely experienced that. But why do I see sometimes, and I know porn is, you know, acting and it's movies, but you see a girl, like, slapping it, like, whap, poof. Like, that's, what is that?
That's not really something that happens in real life. I think that's
you never, hold on.
Show.
Have you ever slapped your clitoris?
No.
V?
Oh, that's not a thing, huh? That's interesting.
No,
you've never just smacked it, like, wake
no,
up.
I wouldn't. I literally wouldn't. Terrible. I wouldn't do that. Those are women who've used theirs up. Now they're trying to wake
climax.
It up like that.
Oh.
That's all for, like, show and silliness. Like,
well, hold
if
on.
If a guy
no.
wants to tap it with the head of his dick, that works.
Sure, that's
but
nice.
That's not aggressive.
Okay, well,
that's not an aggressive.
Yeah.
But you're the girl who says, "Well, a guy knows when to choke you," and I'm like, "What the fuck? No, I don't. How would I know that?" That's crazy.
That is true. So, you did say that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm watching this going, am I supposed to smack the thing?
No, please don't.
No. For the love, no. Sorry. Listen, I remember that comment, and it's silly now. I don't know what I was thinking. I just meant, like, in the midst of it, they should know. It shouldn't be like, hey, we just started foreplay, and I'm going to throw my hand on your throat. I kind of meant more like, they know timing wise, but I guess the
no,
more
they
we
don't
bring
know.
It up, the
no,
more it was
we don't know.
Comment
we have no idea. Zero idea.
Guys should really wait for the hey, it's time to choke me out. Get for the cue. The cue to choke.
Yes. In this climate, everyone, do not assume. Do not assume. Don't just don't
okay, if I choke you out, can I go ahead and choke you now?
Is now a good time?
Now a good time? What about now?
I can't honestly.
Part.
There is never a time, and it makes me get that.
Oh,
like,
I know. I have that horrible feeling.
What are you
like,
doing? Stop
it.
Off me.
I definitely think it's a preference thing. For sure.
Okay. Vinny would just laugh. He'd be like, why are you tickling me? Stop it.
Blow harder. Choke me, little bitch. Just kidding. I've never said that.
Oh, my God.
I can't breathe. No, I've never said
that. Wow.
All right. Well,
punch me in the face. I'm just
I look forward
what
to next.
What the hell?
Don't please don't punch BL in the face.
God, I'm kidding.
If you match with her on Bumble, do not punch her in the face. She will punch back.
Hey, you'll be calling 911.
Here are my sincere wishes that next week on the show you'll have gone on a date with someone you're like that. Oh. I was worth the $15. It was great. It could happen. V.
1 week. Okay,
Don't have that attitude. Just like think positive. You immediately match. You guys go out Saturday night, and you're like, this guy's pretty great. That's what I'm hoping for next week.
Okay.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
All the fingers and toes. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to the show again. We need your bad advices. Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. We'd love to take on your problems, figure them
however
out.
However you can send to it to us. Scribble it on a bird and throw the bird out the window. Whatever. We'll take it. We need your stories.
All right. Have a great day. V, thanks for being on today. Have a good show today.
Always.
Vinny, those magic words.
Thanks. The end.